And I'm thinking a lot of conclusions and results will be drawn from their case study in showing how this student was able to succeed really well and produce and compose a number of projects over the course of 10-20 and 30-10, which were incredibly meaningful and described by the student themselves as incredibly meaningful, and potentially helped the student to prepare themselves for future endeavors. There are some other comments later in the prospectus draft, especially in terms of, or in the significance section, about this question of how do we as instructors implement multimodality in FYC, and this is very tied to the idea of a design approach, that in doing a design approach, that the multimodal component can be really handled well or integrated into the course or guide as a framework for the course in using such a term and thinking about how parts might come together or how various combinations could create a sort of thing. And so I think what's going to be really huge here is on page 14 in the prospectus, it says instructors build and mix the activities, tools, and methods to create something unique that will meet a particular pedagogical end. So this is kind of reflected in the same sort of thing for students, that they can like mix things up and have multiple tools and different ways to tackle something to make something. And that's kind of what I was just talking about in terms of Noelle and their work, the kind of all these options that were available to them and how they constructed their projects to kind of produce something meaningful in the end and that could guide them into the future, not just for a thing on the spot to do for a class for a grade. Still kind of scrolling through here and looking at various parts of the significance, and there are a number of ideas here, but the one that's really jumping out to me is the importance of identifying the difference between the multimodal framework or designerly approach versus just assigning a multimodal project. I think that that's going to be huge, and that's got to be upfront. And again, a sort of menu item about kind of resituating the instructor themselves to understand the distinct difference between what a multimodal assignment is meant to do versus a multimodal approach or a designerly approach, where there's a complete shift in the way that the class is structured, what the end game is, what the goals are and the outcomes, because it's not just speaking to academic writing. And I kind of say that with an asterisk, because what is academic writing? I don't know that it's exactly limited to the essay. I think academic, you know, writing has a number of forms and a number of genres that can be used. So maybe it's about what the academic objective is. Maybe that's something that needs to be addressed in that first section about the difference between project versus approach. What is it that we're trying to achieve with these outcomes, and how does that serve the student? Really, I think, is going to be pivotal for this whole site.